The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, you may have a new government soon.
We do certainly look like we're on the track, but before we get there, Kath, just some breaking news. We do have multiple red alerts sounding across southern Israel and reports of at least 4 interceptions by the Iron Dome. This is just coming in, and of course we're going to keep an eye on the situation as it follows. I have to say, from the analyst's perspective, this is the kind of behavior we are expecting from our neighbors, because we've just come out of an election. We are in the process of changing over governments, and this is a tactic we have seen from them before. But just to repeat that, multiple red alerts coming in across southern Israel, and at least 4 interceptions being reported. But let's get on to the big election news. And yeah, we might be playing musical governments. And could the era of Bibi Netanyahu be over? And it certainly looks like Israel is taking a step in that direction. As we speak, Kahol VaLevan is meeting, the blue and white is meeting with the head of the Democratic camp. We've heard from Avigdor Lieberman, the head of Israel Biteinu, earlier, that he will probably tap Benny Gantz. Some of the other parties talking about they're going to probably move with Benny Gantz. It was said over the course of the last few days that the joint list, they will probably go with Benny Gantz as well. A lot of drama happening today. You know, last night, as we came off air, Netanyahu saying that we cannot, we need a right-wing bloc, we can't have an anti-Zionist government. While more ballots were counted overnight, it emerged that Kahol Levan took a 2-seat lead over the Likud, being 33-31. Gantz saying that he wants a broad unity government, one that is more inclusive, one that is maybe a little bit more secular. Hayamina said earlier today that they hadn't decided, but it seems that there is a move towards them signing with the Likud. And then Prime Minister Netanyahu changing his tone today, softening a little bit, saying that he is prepared to join a unity government. He thinks he should head that unity government, but is open to a revolving premiership. However, Benny Gantz is standing strong. He is saying that he will be the next Israeli prime minister. And members of Kahol VaLevan dismissing these claims by Netanyahu as political spin, as desperation, and even as extortion. And Avigdor Lieberman, who of course we call the king maker, or maybe in Bibi's case the king slayer, to use a Game of Thrones analogy yet again, Avigdor Lieberman saying, enough of tricks and shtick. Those are his words, Kath, not mine. Enough of tricks and shtick. We need a broad-based unity government. So this is where we're heading. We're heading in that direction, but we will only have some kind of final result on Sunday, when President Rivlin starts meeting and consulting with the various leaders of the different parties. And we have Ayelet Shaked just in the last half an hour or so saying that she calls on Kahol VaLevan to sit and meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Rolene, what does that actually mean? So what are the changes that you would expect from a new government?
Well, that's a great question. I think, first of all, if we have a unity government, which is basically, and I just want to like veer off the topic, but stay on the topic. You know, you were talking now about people who are giving their comments about immigration. With the election results, I've seen a lot of comments that have actually made me sick to the stomach. People commenting, hurling racist abuse at Israelis for the choice of Benny Gantz to head the government, because he is willing to be a lot more inclusive. So if we move to that kind of a government. I think we will have an Israeli society that is perhaps not as divided as it currently is, which many people see as a good thing. And I'm actually dismayed at the amount of people hurling racist abuse. And yes, it has been racist abuse at Israelis for the outcome of elections. I would really appeal to people to respect the fact that the outcome may not be what people want, but the Israeli people have exercised our democratic right, and this is the situation with which we stand. And Israelis have said that perhaps it's enough with divisions. We need unity. And not all leaders are immortal and infallible people. So while we're staying on that, Kachol Levan, who look like they're going to be the heading the government, have said that they want to do is to kind of reinvigorate the foreign ministry. In his announcement the other day of potential ministers, Benny Gantz tapped Yair Lapid as a potential foreign minister. So that's a change that we will see. We will probably see no firm opposition if we go for a unity government. It will be a lot more inclusive based, and I think we're going down territory that's very, very new and very, very welcome after the last couple of years where there has been this immense division in the Knesset.
Raleen, were you surprised with the count today that Kachol Levan actually increased their count by a seat?
I actually wasn't. You know, when I saw and that's also a great question. So smart on Chai FM. When I saw the levels
like
of
she's listening to us
voting,
for the first time.
when I saw the levels of voter turnout increase, and you know, just when you talk to people, a lot of people saying it's time for change, it's time for change, it's time for change, and I'm not surprised because a lot of Israelis have said that the campaign that Netanyahu ran, especially within the last few weeks, was extremely divisive. Some used the word racist. A lot of people were alarmed, and we spoke the other day about the almost going to war with our neighbors in Gaza over the weekend, and I think this was the tipping point for many Israelis who felt like, okay, this is perhaps a time for change, and maybe Gantz is the man to do it.
Fascinating times.
Who are the losers next week?